It's Friday, July 26th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 158. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker, Mark Feinberg, and Ted Green, talking about Crestron changing Ping to Crestron Home. Joe Whitaker starts off talking about the process that goes into changing course throughout the development cycle of a product like Crestron Home.
You know, here's the thing. You know, you learn, it's another one of those learning from experience things. You know, we watched Crestron over the years since Elan changed their strategy and Control 4 came out and Colorado VNet, and that spawned, you know, Adagio. And then there was Prodigy. And then there was Ping. So we've kind of watched that chasing the tail motion happening with Crestron for a long time, you know, chasing the littler guys, who are now the bigger guys, by the way. So, you know, it was one of those, they had to have something that would be competitive in that market. Now, the version one of Ping, of course, had its issues. You know, it was lighting, HVAC, not really any AV. Then there were some of those changes. But the fact to bring it all together is that important piece. And at that same time, you got to have some sacrifices. The original Ping Hub, yeah, that's not really going to be your way to get into it. But the ability to actually have, you know, the interface and the stuff work, if you grow the system into, you know, an MC controller or one of the larger controllers, being able to actually transition that into a big system, that's what they've been missing the whole time, is having these two, you know, separate disparate things going on where, you know, are you little brother? Or are you, you know, up big? It still had that kind of that Prodigy mix to it where they just didn't talk together. That I think is the powerful thing. And the fact that you take, you know, all the competitors out there like Control 4, Elan, Savant, and you look at their smaller controllers, you know, Control 4 EA1, and you look at this new thought in the new OS, where it'll support right out of the box 150 light devices, this many of that devices. It's very competitive with the market now. And you're using the same type of software that you could use on the bigger system. So that there's a lot of magic in it that I really like what they're doing.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.